We have always been on record to say that the issue of vendors should be handled delicately and should also be handled in accordance with the laws of the country, in particular in accordance with the Constitution of Zimbabwe as read in conjunction with the Urban Councils Act. In other words, the government of Zimbabwe should look into the reasons why there is so much vending on the streets of not only Harare, but all the cities and towns of the country. They should know that people are vending because there are no jobs. People are vending because factories and industries have gone. So what the Robert Mugabe regime should do is to ensure that the 2.2 million jobs that they promised the people of Zimbabwe in their so-called Zuma City Policy Blueprint should be created. The moment that there are jobs in the formal sector, you will notice that very few people, if any, would resort to vending. So instead of trying to just cure the symptoms of the disease, they must go and find out what is the real cause of the disease. The real cause of the disease is a lack of political legitimacy, corruption, and misgovernance.
What is your reaction to the new Minister of Local Government, Mr. Xavier Kasukwere, threats to fire all councillors, especially in Harare, where he's saying that they are failing to deal with the issue of vendors?
We know that Xavier Kasukwere is very excitable. We know that he has got that track record of trying to impress. He speaks a lot and achieves very little. So we know that at the end of the day, it is just hot air. He's not going to do that because there is the Constitution of Zimbabwe. Should he try to break the law, to break the Constitution by illegally or unlawfully firing our city councillors or our mayors, then he knows that we'll obviously resort to the law. Now the Constitution is very clear on issues of governance, on issues of local governance, and he knows that as the Minister of Local Government, he cannot just fire mayors and councillors willy-nilly. There are procedures that are clearly set out in the Constitution.